Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
A hearty and booming hello to my wonderful but comparatively tiny viewers.
Big man.
I am the big man. There is no need to fear me. I will not harm you. Unless for some reason I don't like your tone of voice. I'm qualified to dispense advice on personal matters, financial matters, and affairs of the heart. If you've got some problem with that, I'm also qualified to crush your head like a grape. Any objections?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
It's been a long time for that one.
Well, the power of Christ compels them. The power of Christ compels them. The power of Christ compels them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Everybody, it's a party. Come on, Eileen. I once got suspended from radio station WLS just for saying that.
No.
Right here, I went, it's a party, everybody. Come on, Eileen. Music radio, WLS.
Hotline. Hotline ringing.
Yeah. Wasn't until Monday. It was a Saturday night show. And it was like Monday. And it was like, you know, being called into the, whatever, the Steve Casey, I think, is.
I got something I want to play for you.
He's got the cassette, you know, yeah. It's like, and I know
the cassette of what you said.
Yeah, it's like he plays the very, like, because there was a jingle between every record, and there's a reverb, and there's like a, you know, WLS music time. I mean, there's 8,000 things going on while I'm doing this, and it's a throwaway line.
Right.
Come on, it's a party. Yeah. Everybody, come on, Eileen.
The name of the song. Like,
not on WLS. That's a week without pay.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Ouch. Yeah.
Ooh, sting.
Ouch. Well, this is from the same radio station that on the bitch's back, it said on the cartridge, do not announce this title.
Right.
So you could play a song that said the word bitch, I think we counted one time, 128 times. So we all announced it as, do not announce this title.
Right.
And then he got mad when it was not when we would say do
he
not announce
like
this title.
No sense of humor.
This part of the Don and Mike Show, now that we live in a new, more open age.
Right.
When you can say.
Thank God.
You can say so much.
You can say bitch as much as you want.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Come on, Eileen.
That's one of the rules.
Everybody, it's a party. Brought to you by Ford. This section of our show is brought to you by Ford. Every day, somewhere, somebody makes a bold move. There's a car company for people like that.
Right.
And
nice.
It's Ford. Now, the segment is called Who's the Big Man Now?
Who's the Big Man Now?
Who's the Big Man Now? See? Because what guy's not been with his girl and had her say, you are so big. Now, I was thinking about this. I was thinking about doing this game. Conversely, I'm sure guys have been with women. You know, and you would say to a woman like, you know, God, you have the
right.
Maybe the best, the prettiest Daisy I've ever seen.
There you go.
God, you have the biggest jugs I've ever seen.
Right.
God, you've got, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. But really, with guys, it's not like, oh, you've got a pretty thing. Or
no.
With guys, it's strictly as one thing. Right. It's, boy, that's big. And a lot of women, I believe, lie about that.
About size.
Yeah. Yeah. Lie to the men.
Well, lie about size, lie about satisfaction, lie about... You know, we've had enough sexperts on the show to confirm that women do tend to lie about sexual things so they don't hurt their man's feelings.
We're grateful for many of those lies.
I really don't need to have the honesty.
Right.
Not required.
Let's see. Let's start with, a lady named Tina. Hi, Tina. Hi there, Tina in Baltimore. Tina, are you married?
Yes, I am.
And how long have you been married?
6 years in August.
Beautiful. Tina, most important thing we need to know, is your husband the biggest man you've ever been with?
No.
Okay, that's a good start.
Yes. How much detail are we going to get in this?
Well, Mike, let's just see how it goes.
Kind of
what
curious.
Do you want?
Who is the biggest guy you've ever been with?
His name was Eric.
And
hello, Eric.
And how did you happen to know Eric?
Friends of the group of friends that we all hung out with.
Was he a lot bigger than your husband?
Yes.
Was Eric the kind of size where perhaps he could be in film?
No.
No, but still bigger than your husband?
Yes.
Okay.
So well over the national average?
Yeah.
Now, please be honest. Do you ever tell your husband how big he is?
once or twice.
Yeah.
But,
do you mean it?
A every time deal. Maybe, you know, when you're... a good night.
Do you mean it when you say it?
At that time, yeah.
At that time.
Right.
Okay, good. I think she'll be a good first test subject.
Yeah.
Can I ask one more question of young Tina here?
Yeah, go ahead and call. Right.
Tina, would your husband be, in your opinion, above or below average?
Average. Yeah.
He's tiny.
Yeah,
hold on, please, Tina. Hold on, please. Oh, she has a good first start.
We're calling Jody.
Okay. So
Jody is the husband?
Joe. Or is it Jody?
Jody.
Oh, Jody. Jody. It's kind of one of those hybrid names, right?
J-O-D-Y?
Jody.
Well, you know what I say about that.
He's a fag.
Jody Foster, Jody Applegate, Jody Reed.
Mike, I'm sorry. I'm concentrating now. I don't have time to play your silly games.
Oh, see, you know, you pull that way too often.
Oh, okay, I tell you what.
Yeah.
How about tomorrow we switch places?
Okay, and we'll play the name game. Yeah. Don't get so defensive.
Well, I was making
a joke.
Well, don't Jap attack me. No offense to any Orientals out there.
You Jap attacked me before. No disrespect to any Orientals.
I don't Jap attack you. When I Jap attack you on the name game, you've
caught
got an me easy
one
chance.
You know what you did to me one time with the name
fair
game?
Fair chance.
You did this. You caught me right when I was putting my feet up.
Gentlemen.
On time.
Yes.
We got his voicemail, so unless you want to leave him a short message.
Ah. Okay, well then, let's see. Where is she? Tina? Tina?
This is Tina.
Tina Turner.
Right.
Bye!
Bye-bye.
Tina Louise.
Let's do something about Mike. Let's take a call from area code 916.
Yay!
That's for you, Mike.
That'll fix it. Is that Sacramento?
Sure is.
Great.
Hello. Hi there, Carrie.
Hi.
Carrie, how long have you been married out in Northern California?
Almost 2 years.
Carrie, what's your husband's name?
Adam.
And is Adam the biggest guy you've ever been with?
No.
You know, I just noticed the ladies are experiencing a great deal of joy in saying that they're not the largest.
Who is the, Rob, let's see if we get him on. You can do this now while we're doing this. Who is the biggest guy you've ever been with?
That would be my ex-boyfriend, Jason.
Jason. That's a good one, his ex-boyfriend. Is he a lot bigger than your husband?
No, not really.
Was Jason well above average? Was he film quality large?
No.
No.
But what does that say about your husband?
Yes, when they say no, he wasn't, it's not really Jason being large as much as Adam being small.
Does your husband often get mistaken at the gym for Haley Joel Osment?
What?
Is your husband's favorite soup mushroom soup?
No. It's not like that at all.
Okay, but just to be clear on this, your husband's name is Adam.
Yes.
And the guy who has the bigger thing, his name is?
Jason.
And
yes.
Now, Rob, can they hear down the line?
Not in the hotline.
Should not be able to. Okay. Do you tell your husband he's big?
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah, guilty. Okay.
But you didn't mean it.
Well, I mean, I sort of meant it.
It was for effect.
The context.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that. I sort of meant that in the context.
If
we lived in Land of the Giants.
if you stood Jason and Adam side by side, would Adam be embarrassed?
No. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's not like that.
Yes, it is, and you're lying.
I think she's dancing around it.
No, I'm not lying.
Now, welcome to the show. Thank you, Robbie.
He heard a little bit? Yeah, I don't know how much, but they didn't wire the phone the way I thought they did.
Ah, we can't use this guy then. You know, then I'm sorry, we got to just... We'll give them both a prize.
Bye!
Give them both a prize, and then you've just got to keep them engaged in conversation.
Exactly, and I shall.
Can do that, Rob.
I know, I love it.
Because the guy, see what happens is, when they hooked up the phones, they did it the right way, except on the hotline, you shouldn't be able to hear content down the phone.
Adam West.
So while the guy, while the guy was playing, Adam, as in Adam and Eve.
Adam Ant.
Adam 12.
Adam Smasher.
Adam Eat Me. Adam Bomb.
Adam Curry.
Who?
Adam Curry.
I've never heard of Adam Curry.
BJ. For MTV, one of the original BJs for MTV.
That's legit.
Okay. Oh, good. Are you enjoying playing this game?
I love it.
You're not.
A good time? I know you're not.
No, I'm not. No.
Do I have to come in tomorrow and run the board?
That'd be good. That'd be good.
Okay.
That would help those number four ratings.
Okay. Hey.
No, not only Mike.
That's
Nelly.
So mean.
Oh, please.
That's so very mean.
My brain right now is working much harder than your brain. I'm sorry. It really is. No offense. It's the way it is. Jesus H. Christ.
And that's what I love about you, baby. My brain doesn't have to work hard. And I thank you for 20 years of that. No, I'm telling you,
your
the
brain
truth.
Has to work hard. I am just not blowing, as hard.
I'm not blowing smoke up your ass, but I like it sometimes when I get you mad enough to say that.
Well, you want to play the game, we'll stop that and we'll play the goddamn game.
I've had a couple of goose eggs in the name game the last couple of days and just wanted to take advantage of it.
Oh, you know
what?
You're going to get a red card, though. So you might as well headbutt me.
I know. Okay. I won't do that. I've gotten it out of my system.
You have not.
I have.
Liar.
And I will never come anywhere near that board.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
When you're not here, that's Joe Ardinger's territory.
Can't work with you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, I just can't take any more time off. Hello, Melissa.
Yes.
Melissa, hi there. Where are you from, honey?
Baltimore.
Thank you for listening. How long have you been married, Melissa?
Only since September 2005.
Oh, newlywed. Isn't that sweet?
Is your new husband the biggest guy you've ever been with?
No, he's not.
What is his name, Melissa?
His name is James, but he goes by his middle name, Scott.
Scott. All right.
And who is the biggest guy you've ever been with?
It was my ex, Tony, before I...
Tony. Okay. Tony the Pony. Yeah.
Tony.
Getting
Tony.
Into a little ethnicity here.
Okay. Hi, Donna, Mike.
Tony, hey.
Tony was huge, hey, right,
Tony.
Melissa?
Well, the funny part about it was Tony introduced my husband and I.
Really? And let's talk about Tony's incredible size.
To answer Mike's question, I believe Mike's question was, Tony is huge, right?
Is he huge, Melissa?
He's very, very large, like practical joke... Big.
Now there we go.
Okay, now
we're talking.
Now
we're applauding a large penis.
Here's the important
homo.
Here's the important question. Do you tell your husband when you're in the midst of, doing what married people do? Do you ever tell him how big he is?
Yeah, I mean, my husband's well endowed, but nobody I've ever been with
nobody.
Like Tony.
Tony.
He's going to love hearing that on the replay. Tony. Nobody I've ever been with is as big as Tony.
Wow.
Hold on, please.
Hi, Scott. This is Rob with the Don and Mike Show.
Here we go.
A radio game with your wife, Melissa, and we'd like to put your
voice. Really enjoyed my sub today at Subway.
Oh, good.
I got a foot long.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. And
how's that horse doing? That horse with a bad leg.
Barbara, we haven't got an update on Barbara. We might have to check in with Barbara sometime.
I hear he's better.
His big horse penis. Right,
go ahead.
You got him? On 12? Okay. Here we go. Let's welcome to the Don and Mike Show. Here is...
Melissa's husband, Scott.
Melissa's husband.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Now, I lost Melissa. Which line is Melissa?
Oh, no.
Melissa was...
Somebody help me out here. Did I put her on hold?
Melissa, are you there? Is Melissa's line still open?
Hey, John, did I hang up on Melissa or
apparently
did we lose her?
Did. Jill's going to try to get her
all
back.
All right, thank you. Oh, hold on, we got her. Is that her on line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Think so?
Yes.
Let me see.
Yep.
Give me a sec. Okay, let me just make sure that this is your...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
lovely bride.
6.
Hello, Melissa.
Yes.
Okay, good. Hi, we've got Melissa
sorry
and Scott
about that.
Here.
Scott, say hi to your wife, Melissa.
Hi, Missy.
Hi, honey.
I understand you guys are relatively newlyweds?
Yes, we are.
Congratulations on that. Wish you nothing but good times. Good times.
Scott, we're playing a little game called Who's the Big Man Now?
And we have. Now I'm going to put your wife on hold for a moment so that she cannot hear you. Now you're among men.
We had a little conversation with Melissa of a somewhat delicate nature.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I think... Look at that. I think I just hung up on her again because I don't know which one is the hang up.
That's the hold and that's the hang up.
Nope, I got it backwards.
All right. Well, she'll call back. She always does.
Well, we'll call her back.
That's what we're counting on, Rob.
Listen, friend, the game is this, that we've got your wife on the phone. And like Mike said, the game is who's the big man now? And,
yeah, it's really a very simple concept with the game, Scott. You up for a challenge?
Sure.
It's a real simple question. Yeah. Keeping in mind that we're on the radio, I will ask you this in a way that I know you'll understand. We won't break the FCC rules. Are you the biggest guy that your wife has ever been with?
You know, size-wise.
Yes.
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 Congratulations.
I've got really good news for you. We're going to have a really happy ending on this contest, but we've got to get the wife back on.
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, because really it would be unfair to proceed without Melissa's presence.
We've got her.
We have to make sure their answers.
Well, you know, that there's a reason we play a game like this, and every once in a while we get egg on our face. So let's bring Melissa back. Melissa?
Yes?
Sorry about that. That was totally my fault. I'm still learning the equipment. I don't know the difference between the hold button and the hang-up button.
Melissa, we asked your husband, Scott, if he was the biggest man that you've been with, and his answer was yes.
And you know what that means, Melissa? That means congratulations. Winner. First off, if you can hear me there, Scott.
Yeah.
You're not the biggest guy she's ever been with. Now,
all is not lost, though, Scott.
No, it's not lost. You are not the biggest guy. Scott.
There's still a chance for you to win a prize.
Your wife at this point... Does not win anything.
She's the big loser.
She's a dirty little girl.
The game's not over.
She's a dirty little girl.
But there's another important question.
There's some other big thing out there that she thinks is bigger than yours.
And I will tell you, Scott, that when we asked Melissa, she said it was really big.
And no joke, swear on the Bible, she said like novelty store big. No, isn't that what she said?
That's what the quote was.
Yeah. That's
I
what
spit
she
my
said.
Water out. That was novelty store big. Uh-huh.
So, and she's also told us that, like all chicks, she's lied to you and told you that you're big. So, now, for a prize, for a $100 cash prize, can you tell us the guy who's got the thing bigger than yours?
The name of the big thing. Not the name of it, but the name of the guy that's got it.
Yeah.
I do know his name. I just can't think of it at the moment.
Sure. Come on, Scott. There's a lot on the line here.
Don't I get to give a clue?
Oh, he gets a hint. Yes, he does.
Okay.
Now, that's very true. You can give him one hint that is non-specific, meaning you can't give him a hint to say, for instance, he's the guy that I had lunch with at Waffle House last Tuesday.
Yeah, right. No, don't say that.
Give him kind of a vague hint, Melissa.
Can I say where he lives?
No.
Did he?
I think this would be a fair enough clue.
Hey, can she give me just the first letter?
No. Let me just say this. Well, you know this already.
Okay. Go.
Was he the first guy to be with you?
Me? No.
I know,
well, that would be a hint,
game.
Too. That would be a hint.
Of course not.
That would be a hint.
The 15th guy. No, I'm kidding.
To Rob.
The 15th?
All right, okay, go ahead. Melissa, go ahead. Give Scott your hint.
Hey, Melissa, hold on. Did you live with this guy?
No.
Well, have you lived with any guys before?
No, only my husband.
Only your husband.
Oh. Good for you.
Suppose.
All right, well, then go ahead and give him a hint that doesn't give it away.
He was a friend.
Okay, there you go. He was a friend. There's your hint. He was a friend. Who do you think it is? Any idea?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, Ooh. Go ahead.
Tony!
Winner. Tony Tripod.
Tony. That's right.
Tony, the carnival freak.
Big Tony. Big Tony. And your wife said, and you should listen to a replay of the show, your wife really said, I swear to God, that he was novelty store big.
Is this the first you've been aware of Anthony Anaconda, Scott?
Anthony Anaconda, yeah. Yeah.
So what do you have to say about this now that you've been enlightened?
I got the better bargain.
Oh, you got the what?
The girl.
Yeah, better bargain.
That's a nice comment. It's a very nice compliment for your wife.
Missy and $100.
Here she is talking about this man with the big girth and.
I guess you don't want to hear how he worked it on her. I mean, she kind of told us like that.
Yeah, we have that too.
She said that yours looked like a baby's compared to his. But
no, Scott, she really didn't say.
Oh
that.
Yes, she did.
Good luck to you.
But there are no losers. Who's the big man now?
Not a chance.
You get $100 in cash, and for you, whore, we have a copy of the Entourage second season DVD. thanks for playing Sprout. Entourage on DVD, the complete second season, and that is courtesy of HBO. Plus, you get the $50 Tower gift card. For all the latest movies and music, go to Tower Records and Tower.com. Tower Records is life played loud. Mm-hmm. And tonight, I think you kids should, you know, crack open a bottle of wine and really discuss exactly why, after only... Let me count 8 months of marriage,
right.
9 months of marriage.
She sold you on.
Your wife would be calling a show talking about Tim's big schlong.
Tony's
big schlong.
Might be a bad trend. You might want to keep your eyes on that, Scotty.
Don't tell him about Tim.
All right, Tony.
But you know what, Scott? You're a very good sport.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Has your wife got the biggest boobs of any woman you've ever been with?
Yep.
He's a smart man.
How about, does she have the freshest daisy of any woman you've ever been with?
Oh, definitely, man.
And you know what? Just for snakes.
Even with Tim having, or Tony having been there so many times. And, you know, she told us Tony lived in there. It might as well have been a garage.
You know, Melissa sounds
crazy, man.
Melissa sounds a little hot. Is she a hottie, Scott?
Yes.
No. Who's the celebrity you most resemble, Melissa?
Well, a lot of people say I look like the white version of Faith Evans, Biggie Smalls' wife.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? You better get set to be left, because a woman like that, she needs somebody big.
Melissa, while we're on the subject, do you prefer your men huge?
Melissa?
Melissa, are you there?
Melissa?
What happened? Did we lose Melissa?
She just hung up.
Why'd she hang up?
Or the cell phone broke up.
Yeah, we were just having a lovely conversation. I guess, Scott, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
He's here.
I guess so. Well, let me ask you, Scott, does she prefer her men huge?
What's that?
Forget it. Don't worry about it.
All right, LD.
It's all going to be fine, Scott.
It's been good talking to you, LD.
Thanks for playing.
Take care, Shrinkage.
Thank you.
Hey, okay. Thanks for being on the show.
No problem. Thanks.
Short as it was.
Hold on a second.
You know, here we are. We have a willing participant. He's laughing it off, and then we just can't stop.
We can't help it.
See you later, Slim.
Bye, Haley.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. I got a sixth sense.
Oh, hell
no. That tells me you got a little wiener.
Oh, dear.
Hold on a second.
You see small people.
And you know what probably will be the outcome of that is sometime over the next couple of weeks, word will work its way back. Mm-hmm. To the underbelly of Baltimore,
right,
where Tony lives,
uh-huh,
and she'll get the call, and it'll be something like this: "It'll be, yo,
yeah,
it's Tony. I heard you talking about me on the Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you missed that.
You missed that big thing.
Yo, you miss me.
Yo,
you want to take a trip to the joke shop?"
Good. We gotta.
What are you up to, Tony? Just hanging around.
But I want to thank Melissa and Cashew for playing the game.
Oh, that was a good one. Now, what is that? I mean, I know what we're doing next, but what is the setup, for goodness sakes?
He's a crackpot.
All right.
He assists animals, ghosts, and humans to cross to the other plane.
Oh, dear. God.
Does he?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Is that the way we're going to do it? You never know. Sometimes it's straight. Sometimes it's Larry.
You never know.
You don't know. Whoa.
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 I'd almost guarantee it's going to be Larry today.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a big penis. No, it's small. Sean wants the big one.
Microscopic.
Who's got a big penis?
And very dry.
Mike Wallace. Huge penis.
Absolutely amazing.
One time I spoke into it. It looked like a big Sennheiser microphone.
But even though he was big, he doesn't come close to the granddaddy.
Who's that?
Tommy Lasorda. Now, that was big. The Dodger skipper.
Sandy Koufax was surprisingly small.
Huh. Very tiny.
Big balls, though.
Let's not forget Francis Albert. Whoa!
Number 4, Arbitron Rated.
Be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
Be right back.